Welcome to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John, and today we're talking about local marketing strategies you can implement now. First, I'd like to say thank you for coming back to another podcast episode. Today, we're going to talk about local marketing strategies, but first, we're probably going to have to cover what that means for a local small business. And then you can kind of take that information and, formulate a plan or some sort of strategy for your local business in whatever area that you service. So before we get started, I'm going to just talk about a few things that encompass a local marketing strategy, and then we'll kind of get into a bunch of tips about what you can do and what you can implement to attract more customers and ultimately sell more products and services. For today, in 2022, your local marketing strategy might be a little bit different from what you remember it even 2 years ago before the pandemic. But ultimately, we're talking about things like digital marketing strategies, things like social media marketing. You might have an email marketing campaigns that you send out. But we're also talking about offline, where you're talking about in-store displays, maybe billboards, TV, radio, those kinds of things. That you can implement to keep your local marketing kind of above your competition and, standing out for your customers in your local area. So all those things are going to be included in this episode. And if you have any ideas or any things that you'd like to try that include any of those things, maybe just keep listening and we'll see if we can get you some good tips that you can put together and implement right away. When we talk about local marketing strategy with some of my clients, some of the first things I try to realize is that it's not all just about the website. There's a lot of local things that you can do to keep your business ahead of the competition, especially if it's a heavy competition for like landscapers or plumbers or any type of the service businesses where there's multiple people running businesses that provide the same exact service. So you always want to be able to stand out a little bit more. Besides the marketing strategy, being able to give your customer the best experience, obviously at the best value and cost, is going to be bringing them back for more and getting that word of mouth going. But there's other things that you can do to at least attract new customers or have people coming back. So let's get into some of the digital marketing types of strategies that you can do for your local area. And just like with any other marketing type of strategy, or marketing expense, there's very few options you have that are going to be free. There's always a little bit of money that has to go out for you to bring a little bit of money back, right? You got to spend money to make money. But my first tip is to optimize for local search, and that starts with your Google business profile. That's free. Google allows every business that's registered to have it. That doesn't have to necessarily even be a brick and mortar store with a physical location. Online businesses can also have a Google business profile, and that ultimately will help you in your local area when potential customers are reaching out for a service you provide, or they're searching specifically in your area. Maybe they're new to the area, or they're just looking for a specific service they've never had to use before. Creating a Google business profile is free, and like I said, you show up in the search results on Google Maps and you have that one more spot online to potentially bring in a new customer and that you can provide products and services to. So creating that profile with your company name, your contact details, the industry that you're in, those kinds of things where you can verify that you are the business owner. And once you're verified, you can add images of your business, images of the projects you provide people, upload a blog, you can create offers, and you actually can get messages directly from your Google business profile. I talked about that in a previous episode. And ultimately, you're going to be able to get customer reviews there, which is going to help you build trust locally and also show Google that it's worthy, your business is worthy of being shown in search results. So that's a huge part of it. There are some analytics involved in the back end too. You can kind of see phone calls and people looking for directions, that kind of thing. The analytics are changing a little bit. There's some back there. There's not a lot you can learn, but it's fun to just go in there and dig around and see how your business is showing up on the Google search and Google Maps. One of the best things I like about the Google business profile is the fact that it's very easy to update. You're not going to have to you know, hire a new person to be able to manage your profile. And as long as you keep it active with images or fresh content, project posts, updates, things like that, Google definitely will start to build the trust into the algorithm and the activity into the algorithm and start to slowly show your businesses over others in the area, because they know that people search, they click through to your Google My Business profile, they leave reviews, they're looking at the images, and they click through to your website. So all those things are, you know, kind of play together. And for a free service, you really can't beat it when you're talking about local search strategy or local marketing strategy. So that would be the first thing that I would recommend you doing as a business. If you don't already have one, definitely get a Google Business profile going. My next tip for your local strategy would be like creating localized content. Now, last week or maybe a month ago or so, I had an episode regarding whether or not you should hire a content creator for your business. This kind of plays into that, because we're talking about content marketing and we're talking about localized content. So you want to build content that's relevant to your local area, relevant to your local searchers, your target audience, and you're hoping basically that Google picks that up and provides it during a Google search, and ultimately the people end up on your website. There's a lead form, you have phone numbers, contact areas, images of your business, services that you provide, etc. All of that is there. You're really just trying to lure that local customer in. So you do have to be good at the content. You can't just go out there and just, you know, go on and on about random things. It has to be very specialized to what you service, what service you provide. But you can do a simple research, you create the content, you want to solve a customer's pain point, and you want it to be evergreen, meaning you want it to just be able to leave it up and not have to constantly go back and updating it because it needs additional information or something had changed from a year ago. You don't want to have to like go in and have to monitor the content all the time. So creating something like a how-to blog or a simple infographic that kind of shows a customer how they get through your process, maybe there's a video. You might create long form content that might be 1,000 or 2,000 words, just basically answering a question that a Google searcher or your target audience might be looking for on Google before they find you. You want to be able to solve the problem. You're not going to just be able to create a bunch of FAQ pages and Google to search those, and then, or Google to crawl those, and then to just provide them in search results. Google's SEO is changing a little bit. More or less, you are going to have to create content for the person, not for Google. So always keep that in mind, and think about ways like that you use Google to search, how you use Google to find a service or a product or an answer to a question, and then you're going to take that content that you see and build it similarly on your website for the local target audience. So creating localized content is definitely a bonus. You don't have to do 10, 20, 50 pages. Even 2 or 3 well-crafted pages can really boost your search rankings and, you know, bring that local marketing strategy to the top. So we're rolling right along here. And the next tip that I have, or thing to consider for your business, would be to review your website's design. One of my specialties is UX design, and I like to be able to create a customer experience on the website that flows just like if they were walking through your brick and mortar store. They walk in the door, they see what they see, they get what they get to the checkout, and they're gone. That mentality on your website is just as important. You want them to get to the website, that has to load quickly. It has to provide a navigation that's easy to follow while they're looking for the information they want, and it has to provide a place for them to contact you if needed. Websites have changed the internet so much in the last 5 years, not even looking back to the last 20 years. But being able to build a website that creates a customer experience that gets them what they need is ideal. That is number one priority. You might be using images, you might use videos on the website that reference your location, the neighborhood, what your business trucks look like, what your team looks like. People like to see the team members they're going to be working with or who they're going to be contacting or talking to when they contact you through a form or a phone number, or when they stop in to make a request or for a quote or just for a meeting and things like that. So having those things on your website to kind of build a little bit of a warm, fuzzy feeling for that customer is definitely top priority. When you take a look at your website, it doesn't have to look like it was just created yesterday. It doesn't have to have the greatest, you know, video content in the background. It doesn't have to have audio. Please do not put audio on your website. It doesn't have to, you know, scroll with parallax and have a bunch of whoosh pops swinging through and keep people's attention. One of the main things you can certainly skip is anything that's flashing or moving as an advertisement or just trying to get someone's attention away from your content. Mostly like ads. Now, people, you don't need to have ads on your website, but people like to build a bunch of cool design features into a website, but a lot of times that just distracts the consumer from getting to the information that they want, and that is opposite of what you want. So if you go to your website, it looks like it was published 5 years ago, even 10 years ago, you definitely want to refresh it, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Very simple updates can be made to your theme. Most of the internet is built on WordPress, which makes it very easy to update, and contacting a person like myself can certainly help you with that. But there's plenty of website refreshers out there. There's a lot of freelance people that know what they're doing, and you know, for a couple of $100s, you can put a new spin on your website and really just give the customer something, you know, fresh to look at, make them feel like they're looking at a business that cares, that updates their customers and their content on a regular basis, and that says a lot for your business. Google also appreciates it. So even though you're building your website for the customer, Google's also going to take a look at that and factor that into your domain authority, your brand authority, and those types of things, especially in your local area. So keep that in mind for sure. And really, to keep it short and sweet, it has to be easy to use, easy to navigate, and easy to understand. So get the thing loading quickly, get the information in front of your customer, show them how to contact you, and if they call, answer the phone. If they email you, get on the email within 24 hours or less. Be the good business and get right back to the customer and keep that customer happy from the very beginning. You will definitely be rewarded in the long run. Just like taking a closer look at refreshing your website, being active on social media is certainly a place that you can leverage to get more customers. It doesn't need to be a lot of time that you put into social media. You certainly don't need to hire an extra person just for that, but you shouldn't have someone on staff that at least knows how to use it. That would be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. TikTok is becoming quite popular for local businesses, and Pinterest is another one, YouTube especially. So there's a lot of places that you can get content out there for virtually $0. But realize that once you start using social media for any sort of strategy, it should be something you can maintain. So you don't have to be on all the pieces, but if you can find one or two or even a third one that you can maintain on a regular basis, you're definitely going to be able to pull in or attract new customers in your local area. So let's take a look at leveraging social media as a part of your local marketing strategy. Much of your local marketing strategy on social media has a lot to do with what your target audience is. If you're talking about Generation Z or Generation Y, you might be on TikTok and Instagram. If we're going back to Generation X or even boomers older than that, you might end up on Facebook. Local Facebook groups are pretty popular for businesses and those types of things. Obviously, the marketplace is there for people to use and to find businesses, services, products, those types of things. If you're a business that markets to other businesses, you're probably going to look into LinkedIn. That's a very valuable place just for that. But ultimately, whatever social channel that you decide to stick with, at least have one. You don't have to have two or three. Just have one that you focus on the most. Test it out for a couple months. See if you can, you know, if you can warm up a couple customers and get them to your website or to contact you, and then go from there. In most cases, posting content that's organic and like status updates or photos of your business or projects you've completed and videos and those types of things is all free to do. Just sign up, put your relevant business information in there so people know that who's talking, and you can go from there. There's also a paid option. Most social marketing or social media channels allow you to run ad campaigns, and just like Google Ads, you can essentially just geo-target your area. So if you have a local business, maybe a brick and mortar location, and you want people in the 10-mile radius to view your ad, you can certainly drill down to that and put a couple $100 behind it and push that out to people. So if you create good content that gets a lot of engagement, putting a couple $100 behind it for a month or a couple weeks in your local area is a great way to get your message out there, and the fact that you're a business and that you know, are trying to build trust and get that customer to notice you. It's, it's a new billboard. So definitely take a look into that. And it doesn't have to be a huge budget. Again, I like to talk about free tactics first. And then, of course, putting money behind them is just a bonus. But that's just one or a few things that you can do with your social media that can bring awareness to the local area and hopefully bring in some of those local customers directly into your business. So we talked about your Google Business Profile. We talked about getting your website refreshed, making sure it's there for the consumer. We talked about social media channels. We talked about creating localized content. And this next one, I'm going to just kind of wrap around into content creation. Because it tells a good story. It kind of gives a customer a good feeling. And that's video. So making a short 1 to 2 minute at the most, sometimes 30 seconds works really well, video outlining like your business and how you like the local area and how long you've been in business and the services that you provide, just gives the local customer a really good feeling about being able to do business with you. So, and one of the best parts is the videos don't have to be overproduced. Local content on social media that you can use in ads or just in posts. People like to see organic. They like to see the real people. They don't like to see overproduced commercial type content. So you have a phone in your hand, creating a real simple 1 to 2 minute update for your business or a project you're on or a sale you're running or something simple that you can provide a customer in the local area and pushing that out to social is a great asset to have. The best part is once you have it posted or have it saved to your account or to your phone, you can use it again later for an advertisement. Another great thing for video is testimonials. Get some customers in that are happy with what you're doing for them and show their excitement in contacting your business and how you provided a solution to a problem they had and make it a 2 to 3 minute video. Those work really good online and it's not hard to set up. Everybody's got a great customer experience somewhere. Just reach out when you're done with a customer or closing out a deal or something like that, ask them, would you be willing to talk for a couple minutes on video? Not a lot of people like to do it, but you will find one, and that advertisement will be very valuable to your local marketing strategy. So we talked about local marketing strategies for your small business. I think there's some really good tips there. Some of them are free of any cost to your business, just a little bit of extra time. But the value, the long-running value of those types of things, like a good website and a great social media strategy, are all really good for the long haul. And when you're talking about bringing customers in, new or old, you definitely just want to keep that refreshed in their mind. It's a very good reminder on why you're there in the local area and you're there to help them solve a pain point. You want to get that solution out to them as fast as possible. So hopefully you took some notes. Otherwise, go back and listen to the episode again and really dig into what I mentioned and see if you can't boost your local marketing strategy here in 2022 and looking into 2023. So I think that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing wherever you're listening to this podcast now, and you'll get updates the minute I publish them. Try to do this weekly. I would love to continue the conversation on Twitter if you're there. You can find me at A1Content. Otherwise, you can visit my website for more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business. That's A1ContentServices.com. You don't need to leave a review in the podcast app. In fact, I would ask that if you know another small business owner or anyone that works for one, and they might benefit from what you heard today, just please share the podcast with them. That would be great. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you again next week. See ya.